Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Surf Shoes, plus Josh Scatz, Axel F., and Donnie Baker. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up next.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kim with Cut. Santa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Kim. How can I help you?
I was calling to see if we can assist you with the program so you can accept credit cards from your client.
Hey, I got you. This is Tom. Can't come to the phone right now, but leave a name and number after the beep. Beep.
We have no study cost, and we do have lifetime
warranty.
Hello?
Beep.
This is for the machine.
Beep.
Hello?
Beep.
I don't know what that means.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. Trying to get our ducks in a row here.
Did he just squeeze his breast?
No, but Pat and I have been laughing about 17 different things in the last 2 minutes. We have the giggles. We can't help.
I apologize. Well, we can fix that.
Just listen to my jokes from last night.
Laughter. We have things on tape.
We don't have time for laughing. We got a show to do. Okay, let's go.
Welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Ace. That's Chick. That's Josh. That's Pat Godwin. This is Tom. The lady of the house is Christy Lee. Oh, now, a couple of other things. We just got off track completely talking about a phenomenon called
Visco Girls.
Which, if you need some reference points, to Google it. You'll find out it's a huge movement. We're working on a new song about it. I think probably the go-to should undoubtedly be this audio turd.
Disco girl. Swinging down the street so fast.
It doesn't sound dated at all.
No.
Fresh as today's headline.
See the loneliness there. Inside you.
Oh, Inside Georgia Girl. That sounds like a porno. Oh, sorry, Josh.
Georgia Girl, the movie with Lynn Redgrave.
Sure.
As a carefree and childlike 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Was released October 17th, 1966.
It's got to be garbage.
Very popular song, nonetheless. No.
I think
it begins with that piccolo.
No, I remember.
Whatever that is.
So if we're going to write a song, Visco Girl, it can't be. Never mind. Oh, there's the NutriChomps hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Donnie, you like that Georgie Girl song?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear it on Pervert Row, but it's in the proper mood and ain't bad. Boy, chick, the NFL's got a quagmire now, man.
Yeah.
Now, even their helmets are causing concussions. Swear to God.
That's a good point, Donnie.
Man, I'm a little tired today. I watched that game, and then on top of it, I've been trying to help my Uncle Sonny with an O winterize his trailer.
Okay.
He claims he can't take his cold weather on account of his condition.
Condition?
Because when he was younger, he lost 3 toes in what we all refer to as the Great Sled Incident of 78.
Ooh, thanks.
I'll tell you about another time, but let's just say don't ever store 2 beers in the same boot when you go sledding. Swear to God.
Okay.
Well, he claims he saved about $100 because he didn't have to get his ingrowns dug out.
Oh.
But I'd say at best he broke even, if you ask me. But anyways, my Uncle Sonny panics and starts getting his coat outside. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you. Then, in 88, he lost 2 more toes playing Mumbly Peg. I swear to God. So now every year I go over and help him winterize his trailer and make sure all his knives are dull on the sharp side.
Sure.
So I was trying to help him get the trailer ready for winter, and that ain't easy. You know, there ain't nothing on YouTube about it. You just have to raw dog it. And the thing's in bad shape. Oh, it's a Fleetwood, but it's got a lot of aftermarket repairs. Hell, the only thing holding a roof up is a stripper pole in the living room. I swear to God.
Well, you want to put heat tape in there.
Well, but see, Christy, his trailer's got more open pores than a sunburned octopus. The wind just whistles through it, you know? Man. I'll say it like this. He don't even have to turn the ceiling fans on to get fresh air.
That's bad.
And the craziest thing he asked me to do yesterday was chop half a rick of firewood for him.
He has a fireplace in a trailer?
He got no fireplace, and he got no burning stove. But he claims he needs it in case he can't make the reverse mortgage payment. Said he might have to burn her down just to avoid insurance fraud or something.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit, man. He's always two steps ahead, even though he's down four toes on paper. Swear to God. I gotta go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks we'll very much.
Yeah, the heat tape was a big thing when you lived in a trailer. You have to wrap your pipes because they will freeze.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we switch gears and head over to Christy Lee.
Today is November 15th. It's National Recycling Day, National Clean Out Your Fridge Day, and National Chick Raisin Bran Cereal Day.
Hot dog, my favorite. You know, you can't beat a good raisin.
Yeah, you love them, do you?
I do.
He does.
Good. Eat them all, please. Get them out of here.
What? Don't like raisins? Naturally sweet, delicious?
I can handle a raisin and an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Nope.
Anything else, gone. Don't throw it in my chicken salad.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Oh, God, I love them in salad.
Yep.
Oh.
Raisins and sunflower seeds and a nice pecan or walnut in your salad.
Well, I like the nuts, but my gosh, a raisin?
I bet you like the nuts, don't you?
Yes, man's testicles, Jeff. I crave them.
How about this one?
No, because girls don't listen to this in eighth grade. They're not listening to
this. But this is about the Visco girls, so this is Ace's
idea. No, it's
about
the Cisco Kid.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it to do a parody. Visco Kid.
I like your enthusiasm.
It reminds me of Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Poncho, drink the wine.
It's a great song.
That is a great song.
The Visco girls. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Coming up, we're going to be talking with a comedian, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
Not, of course, the late.
No, that guy's dead.
Yeah. Well, we could do a seance and talk to him.
Let's not.
We could do it.
Can you imagine?
Didn't he have a voice like this? Didn't he have Jerry Garcia kind of talk like this?
A little nasally. A little bit nasally. This is a great.
Hey, man.
If you're a fan, there's a terrific episode of Bobby Weir and Jerry Garcia on the Letterman Show, and they were doing a series of shows, I think in New Jersey at the time, and they both come on the stage, and one of them goes, "Yeah, we weren't very good last night." They're very honest about it. Yeah, you know, just one of those nights.
Yeah, we took their money anyway. All right, thanks.
Well, they, everybody has good shows and bad shows. Yeah. I give you this one.
Yeah, look at me this morning.
I think you're doing a great job today.
Well, thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Quit blowing smoke, William.
I'm not.
Oh, hey, speaking of weird things.
Speaking of blowing smoke.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Yesterday on the show,
this
actually does tie in. We were talking about the phrase "blowing" with Al Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quit. Yeah,
quit there's blowing me, man.
There's a that means it's that does not mean what one might think it means.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want to give us the proper definition of that slang term, Josh?
It essentially means you are blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, but also we got reference a term about some shoes. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the sandals, right?
Yeah
the sandals.
The
that I'd never heard of.
Begins with an H. Hirachi sandals?
Yeah.
What are Hirachis?
Yeah, Hirachi sandals.
They've been around for a long time, as you can hear when you listen to this song from the early 60s.
You see them wearing their baggies. Hirachi sandals too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the lyrics?
Hirachi sandals, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, Yes.
Surfing USA. They're wearing their baggies. Baggies, because in those days, people were primarily wearing, like, Speedo, and then the surfers started wearing baggies.
Baggy shorts.
If you watch, for example, the great documentary, Endless Summer.
Yeah.
Well, that, I always thought they were saying your crotch is sandy, too.
No, Hirachi's... She's been around forever.
Your crotch is sandy, too.
Yeah.
I think that makes more sense. What is wrong with you guys?
Yeah,
okay, listen carefully. Here it comes.
You see them wearing their baggies. Hirachi sandals, too.
Yep. Your crotch is sandy, too.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
Not even close.
Yep. He's being serious.
No, because Josh
is being serious.
No, Josh is on probation right now. After his Visco remark. Shall we just leave it right there?
The song, me singing, Are You Going?
No, that's where that was just so off.
Right here in the lyrics. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Hirachi sandals.
Spell Hirachi me real quick.
H-U-R-R-A-C-H-I.
Yep,
Hirachi sandals.
Yep.
Isn't Hirachi where you go and they cook the food right in front of you?
That's hibachi.
Maybe that's what they're saying.
Hibachi sandals?
My hibachi sandals.
Bring your hibachi.
You see them wearing their baggies. Hibachi sandals too.
I've always known.
We're going to cook fish and shrimp cocktails.
You never had hibachi sandals when you were a kid. They've been around for a long time.
You guys don't even hear. It's your crotch is sandy too.
Could you stop talking?
You're bushy down there too.
Christy just looked at Josh and said, would you stop talking?
It was one of the funniest things that's ever been said to me.
Yeah. Live right here on the show. Okay. For those of you who think they must get along, we don't.
Not really?
No, not at all. None of us. No.
Sorry, I brought it up. Okay.
What are you writing? What are you writing down there? Are you signing the waiver that the show's not in your name today? What's going on?
Now, Josh,
yes, sir.
You're well known for your scatting. This is becoming the new thing.
This is becoming the new thing.
And it's so good. And I mentioned earlier a little bit of a teaser that they're bringing back Beverly Hills Cop again. When was that? Mid-80s?
Eddie Murphy. Part 3 was in the 90s, I think.
But they've already done 3?
Yeah.
I never saw 3.
Eddie Murphy did the third one?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't even remember that
John Landis directed it. It's forgettable.
Netflix is making another Beverly Hills Cop sequel. He'll reportedly, Eddie Murphy, reprise his role as Axel Foley for the reboot, while Jerry Bruckheimer will return to produce. The project will be the third deal between Paramount and the streaming service Netflix.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be these networks are doing original programming. And what's the big one right now? The Irishman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new Scorsese will come out in a couple of weeks.
They spent $148 million making it.
Boy, oh boy.
A lot of money.
Eddie Murphy, I'm sure, is obviously such a big... He's been in... Almost every movie he's ever made has been a hit. There's only a couple that... I think if the money were right, he'd probably...
Yeah, the one Godwin was the one really stunk.
Yeah.
The one Godwin
You
were in an Eddie Murphy.
I had one line in it. It was cut. Yeah, it was called Holy Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jeff a bad Goldblum. Movie. That's a bad movie.
I saw every scene filmed. It was terrible.
Eddie Murphy was your line?
Here's your paper, sir.
That's awesome.
Well, I felt I was there.
You were overlooked by the Academy. Mm-hmm. There's no justice in the world.
You see the back of my head, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never tell the whole world.
Like Saturday night at the bus station.
Yeah, I was going to say. Bobbing
and getting soup money.
Hey, look, it's that guy in stall 4. Look. Okay.
Never tell the whole world you're in a movie.
Yeah, the year before. Wait till it comes out.
Oh, yeah, wait till you see the final cut. Yeah.
Okay. So Eddie Murphy, I'm sure doing it for the... He's becoming the new Eddie Money. So we'll see. Beverly Hills Cops. This will be 4, then. I was not aware that they're
going to... Yeah, it'll be 4.
Well, but the reason I brought it up again is because your scatting ability is just so good.
I appreciate that.
Could you scat a little bit of Axel F for us?
Bop, derp, dop, snip, dap, der, rap, hip, flap, dip, burp, burdle, dab, key, brong, ding, da. You were in the right key.
Good. Wow.
That's amazing.
Go ahead.
Brim bum bum doo dit bop a dit dapper zer bap dip a rode bar up and zarble garble doo daddy.
That is just so profoundly wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody, Pat, was it you comparing me to Jack Black? He's a good scatter.
Yeah, but you're better.
No, that's ridiculous.
You do the rolling better than he does.
Yeah, you do that very well.
So he does do that?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I still think you're doing spells.
It does sound a little spelly,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of casts spells.
What do you mean?
What?
So like he's casting spells.
Yeah, like if they were to...
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Yeah.
Someone recently wrote into Slate's How to Do It advice column asking about pleasuring themselves to dead celebrities. Is that an okay thing?
Well, not if they're like right there in the room with you.
Yeah. Well, maybe you have to dig them up. No.
Yeah. He doesn't. Dr. Noguchi.
And I think
put down the butter.
Any portion of their body. But
the anonymous person wrote in saying, I recently rewatched a film from the early 2000s starring someone who has sadly since passed away, and they played a character I found very charming.
Brittany Murphy?
That character later popped up in my thoughts during a self-love session, but I felt a little weird about it. Is it okay to fantasize about characters played by actors who have since left us?
Yes.
Slate's Rich Juzowak responded,
Juzowak!
J-U-Z.
Sometime the name says it all.
J-U-Z-W-I-A-K.
Wow, I'd stop at Ellis Island and get a new one.
He responded, quote, it's okay to fantasize about dead celebrities because it's okay to fantasize.
Yes. I bet it's something like Yashvak or something.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
No, but I think, it's a touchy subject. His answer seems to be pretty sound.
Yes, it is a touchy subject.
But remember when Playboy would do these tributes to these recently deceased so-called playmates?
Dorothy Stratton was always in there.
That's so
that's a good
creepy
example.
Yep.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, yes. Yep. Repeatedly.
Weird.
They would do tributes and...
Playboy,
Hugh Hefner loved Dorothy Stratton. I mean,
whatever. Again, they
bringing
were
her back.
They were deceased, and
there are plenty of dead porn stars out there. You can be watching a video, enjoying it, and they go, "I want to see more of her." And well, I can't.
Oh,
well, you can.
She's dead.
But your relationship with her really hasn't changed. It's not like she's there in person,
right? So same here.
So your relationship is really with the piece of video.
That's right. Your relationship is with the art, if you will, and I'm being generous there. But I mean, they say a lot of the laugh tracks out there are.
Yeah.
Recorded many years ago when all those people are dead.
Now here's the thing.
Dead laughter.
I don't think they say that. I think that was a thought you had and you're just sharing it with us.
Nope. Absolutely.
But you know what?
I
who
don't even
thinks
know anymore
about that. Who
well,
cares?
Isn't there that famous scream and that guy's dead from
the Wilhelm scream?
Wilhelm scream. Yeah. That guy's long dead, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
So what you're saying is died, the people on the laugh tracks are all dead.
Many.
Here we go.
Stand by. Take it from the Lucy show, right?
Stand by for the dog remark.
Most of the laugh tracks on television are recorded in the early 1950s. These days, most of the people you hear laughing are dead.
Was this the Mr. Obvious catalog?
Who cares? Who thinks about this kind of stuff?
Don't you ever, what's the old one? What's the, I forget the guy's name, said that every time I see a black and white movie with a dog in it, I know for sure that dog's dead.
Oh,
man.
Well,
you brought this up, Christy. Don't blame me.
All right, I'll take that.
So it's okay, this guy is saying, to have self-pleasure with a dead celebrity, assuming you're not on the front row at the funeral. I mean, that's...
Right. There's
strictly...
Jeez.
I think it's trying to clarify. It's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Josh, have you ever known... If you knew that going in, would that change everything for you?
I don't know how. No, of course.
I have looked at porn, knowing that the person was dead.
I've looked at porn from both sides.
I thought the same
alive
thing.
And dead.
Thank you.
Both sides now. Judy Collins.
Joni Mitchell.
Anybody here in this room have their Christmas decorations or any part of their Christmas decorations up?
That's clearly a subject change.
Yes, it is.
I have another question, Josh, before we go.
Gosh.
Sure, sure.
Since you've said that you find it interesting to self-pleasure with the deceased.
Well, that's not really what I go on.
No,
you just like out of respect, this erection is at half-mast. How about those Christmas decorations?
Bah, humbug.
So no one in here does, right?
Right.
Well, San Antonio...
Barbara Billingsley rocks.
Didn't he say...
Barbara
how about
Billingsley.
How about the Christmas decorations?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Tom, they have to be dead for me to be able to enjoy them. Why don't we just go that far? You want to see the list of people I'm waiting on?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.